Hey, Dalad Amid Aleph and Bob Matthias Sandy, listen to this, Maisa. Yoy Mechada. Let's find a place in Rashi. Yeah, one day, Rabbi Yochanan was going by Yardina, by the Jordan. He was walking by the Jordan River, by the Yardin. Chazil Reish Lakish, he saw Reish Lakish, Vishavar Liyardina, Rashi says Kafats. He jumped into the Yardin. Kafats. Reish Lakish jumped in, Vishavar Liyardina Basre. He jumped into the Yarden after Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was swimming in the Yarden, was swimming there, and Rabbi Yochanan jumped in with him. Amar Lei, and Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Chelach Lai Raisa, your strength, your koicha should be used for Torah. Kama koichacha yafe lispoil ol Torah. How much is your koich beautiful to bear the ol Torah? Chelach Lai Raisa. Your strength is will be so used. There's a younger man sitting in the mirror today, who's physically a giver. He was in this yeshiva, the biggest masmidim this side of Ezi to ever come to what a very, 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 very big masmid. He's sitting in the mirror now, learning Yom Halayla, going through Shas Baruch Hashem, and I remember he was always a giver. Even before he made his full commitment to Torah, he was a tremendous giver. You think, like, what shaykh's strength? The whole weight room in the yeshiva is here. Well, now Yosef added on, Yosef Rafferty added on, but the original weight room was here because of him. He really pushed me to come to this yeshiva, to Waterbury. Together we pushed each other, together we decided to come to the yeshiva. So he used to work out. He's a tremendous giver. He used to work out. So together we decided. I told him that I'll come. I'll get him a weight room. When we came to Waterbury, I took him to the Sports Authority, to one of these sports stores, and I bought a weight set for him. I bought the bars. I own the bars, guys. I can't lift them. At least I own them. The big machine, the big one. I think it's another two big ones now. I don't know which one's mine, but So you wonder, like, a guy's a giver, so it sounds like Hashem gives koichos. You think it's okay, maybe that koichos only in the soya not to use it, but it's not true. This bacher, now he's a young man, his gvura helped for his limud haTorah. It was pasha, this guy could learn hours. He could learn to 3 in the morning, and the next morning he's up early for shacharis with zero impact on the guy. It's amazing, his gvura helped for the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Chelach Lai Raisa, your strength should be used for Torah. You think, Reish Lakish, you're a strong guy, you're using it as a robber, you're using it for bad midas now. You think that if you learn, you're going to have to mivatel all your midas. You're going to have to mivatel. Now you're using your koichas. You're a cunning guy. You're very strong. So all these mazes say, okay, I'm using it for tayvus. If I sit and learn tayvus, that's avarubatel. Reish Lakish chelach lai raisa. Those koichas alein can be used for tayvus. Those koichas alein can be used for Torah. I always have this internal battle. I don't know why I'm saying this, Barab Matek, to my friends, I want to say it. Only friends can listen to this tape. I always have this internal, like Hashem makes, if you can play a little ball. You can play a little basketball. So is that koich given for any reason? So Hashem gave it to you, Stan. Or you could say that there's no X in koich to play ball. It's really a koich. Maybe strength. It's good hands. Maybe good hands. You can say what you hit. You can say a lamdish yisrael more quick. Guys, some people in a shmooze. The group of bachrim came to the yeshiva from a certain yeshiva, and they said that the head of they used to poke a little fun. The yeshiva they came from. One of them agid yeshiva, but he bangs during the shiur. Bangs off like in the wrong places. As he knows what I'm talking about. They even used to tease around that he bangs. He says, he'll scream something, then after he gets calm, he forgets, like, and then he gives a bang. So maybe, like, the basketball's just coordination. So you're giving, like, the coordination, you're banging in the right place. During a shmooze, like, perfect timing, the bang. So I had this clair always. I always had this clair. Well, maybe then it's just given to you as an asaya not to use it. That's what always is hard to hear. You're given a koyach, and so you're not just maybe. Can't say. I don't know what. So you have to boil down. What's the etzem koyach? The etzem koyach's hand-eye coordination. Is there anything you use? Maybe you could use that. Yeah, maybe you. I don't know where you could use it. What you have to boil down. There's no etzem koyach my vessel. The etzem is the koyach behind it. Is maybe it's strength. You could maybe it's determination. So you could use that. The Torah. Yeah, shlodim. Yaakov Moshe Katz said over in the mirror once that it's a koyach and a tzachim. A good ball player is the pshat. You have a drive to win. That's really what makes somebody good. So he said the koyach and a tzachim. He said that he boiled down the etzem meter to the koyach and a tzachim. Is it? And the koyach and a tzachim can be used. You're a better guy to beat the yitzara. A yid who's not a ball player, who's not into ball at all, told me last night at the chasna. Rav Funky said my brother's chasna. He's not into ball at all. A very serious Talmud Chacham. He told me last night that he sees the ball players, the ones who become bigger and look tired. Not to say somebody should give up. They're not a ball player. Chas v'shalom. There's no Indian balls. No mitzvah. All I'm pointing out is according to Yaakov Moshe, it's a koyach and a tzachim. It's a drive. A person driven. It could be if he's good at tiddlywinks and he's driven to be good at that. So that's what he teached it. That the etzem means a koyach and a tzachim. But it's in Rabbi Yochanan. This mamish is gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, his mamish this gemara. He says, Cheloch loy raisa. Your koyach should be used for Torah. That same koyach is yafi used for Torah. Zalnish meini, you shouldn't think, Reish Lakish, that I'm telling you, mimivatel yourself and learn Torah. Cheloch loy raisa. You can stop the shmuz right here. Them is this gemara, it's an amazing gemara. Cheloch loy raisa. All the koyaches you exhibit could be used for the Torah, could be used for Hashem. You have to just figure out how. Usually it's not rachat, the gibur, the gvura is not rachat to figure out how. And here Rashi says, Kama koicha, how good is your strength? Yafi lisbol al Torah. So it's an important point to think about. Cheloch l'raisa. All the koiches you have can be good for the Torah. So that's why Shlokish saw Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan saw Shlokish. He saw the other thing that I want to stress here. B'madgish this Gemara that hits me. This nekuda that every koich could use the Torah is also Rabbi Yochanan's vision. There are people who have good vision and there's poor vision. People have good glasses and bad glasses. Rabbi Yochanan sees somebody, so he could see a shlush. What a bum! What a bum! He was a listim. He's a robber. So you could see a shlush as a bum. Bum! An at-risk kid. You could write an article, he's an at-risk kid. To me, it's so gorgeous of Yochanan's look at Reish Lakish. He sees me, he says, he drools, Cheloch loy raisa, what a bar koyach. All he sees is how, Zakyashi, Cheloch loy raisa, how great you would look learning Torah. Reb Yochanan puts a shrimal on the guy. He sees the guy in a shrimal, he says, wow, can you picture that guy learning Torah? He sees him as a masmid. Reb Yochanan sighted the guy, he says, wow, can you say, you say you take a bum in the street, usher the guy. Guy's bumming around and he's hanging out in the, I don't know the bad streets of Flatbush. He's hanging out at the pizza shops. He's hanging out at the, what? Sorry? There are no bad streets. King's Highway. The guy's hanging out on King's Highway. The Yochanan sees him. And Rabbi Yochanan says, wow, look at that guy. Look what he would look like as Rosh Hashiva. Cheloch loy raisa. Kamei koichach yafel lisbol Torah. He sees his koyach. He doesn't see the koyach being utilized wrong. It's not what he sees. He's still going to be utilized wrong. Just see a bomb. That's not his reaction. He sees Veshlov Yeshivar koyach. What he sees in him is cheloch loy raisa. He sees, wow, as a Torah-like person, how much you'd be able to do. Beautiful vision, and such a vision taka leads Reish Lakish. Who is Reish Lakish? Rabbi Yochanan. To me, what drew Reish Lakish is that vision alone. That vision alone of, wow, I see a learner. That vision alone. I always felt Reb Chaim Brin. Somebody once told me the same thing, that when somebody came to Reb Chaim Brin, he didn't see you, he saw your neshama. Your neshama standing in front of him. It wasn't you with your faults and your. It was just the neshama Torah standing there. He was machsh of you and value you. Nevei, some of the more Lebedik issues to bring the Bacham to Reb Chaim Brin. Speak to the Bacham. After he spoke to the Bacham, the Bacham didn't want to become Halig. He saw your neshama. He taught you about your neshama. That's a Yechon of Reish Lakish. Cheloch loy raisa. I see your neshama. I see your koyach. Wow. This neshama can be. So Reish Lakish also was exposed to his own neshama, his own koyach. So that's Reb Yechon of Reish Lakish. Cheloch loy raisa. Amrlei. So Reish Lakish says something, said back to Reb Yochanan, Shofrecha l'nashi. Your beauty should be for ladies. Your beauty, Rabbi Yochanan, you look like a beautiful person. It should really be lenashi. It should be for ladies. Should be for ladies. I was attracted. This is drush. It's not pshat. It's not push of shat. It's not push of shat. It's not pshat. It's not pshat. It's drush. But I was attracted. I'm not saying it's pshat. Not doing it. It's the first thing. Chelch leirais is push of shat. It's not a drush. Simple, simple pshat. I don't like combining more, but it fits with this malach. Rabbi Shlokish was questioning Rabbi Yochanan back. There's a deep discussion going on. It's very shayach to me. This is true on some level. Shlokish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, you're telling me chelach leiraisa. You're telling me ala koiches can be used for toiv. Shofar cholanashi. Your beauty befits ladies. I don't see where your koich can be used l'toiv. Where's the shofra? Where could that be used l'toiv? Yeah, not pasha, but ulai, that's what Shlokish was saying back. Then the answer would also be drush fit back, Rabbi Yechus is back to him. Okay. That's what Shlokish is back to him. I don't want to spend too much time in it because it's drush. I like saying a pshat.
I don't have the strength you have, and still I learn you have this gibor strength.
Yeah, but he's just tightening on the lumbus, you tell me. Yeah.
As an Asayan.
Yeah. Paris says over, I don't remember, right? Paris says it's over often. Either on the altar of Nevardik, he said it Barabim, so I'm not Shemzel to say Barabim. He either said on the altar of Nevardik, I think it was on the altar of Nevardik, I heard it Barabim for more than one time. He either said on the altar of Nevardik, or he said it on his father in law. I think it was on the altar of Nevardik he said it on. That is his wife's grandfather. I'm not sure if it was on his father in law, Reb Nekritz, the son of the altar Nevardik, or on the altar of Nevardik. But he said it on one of the two, that they were machshir the fact they were good looking. The Alt Nevardik happened to have had a beautiful blonde beard, was a good looking man. I think he said in Alt Nevardik that he was machshir, he appreciated the fact that he was good looking. The Hainu, there's a certain, he was able to use it for Kvayt Shemayim, Pashat. He appreciated the fact that he was a good looking man. Teres said it's Barabim, in a Musavad also. Barabim, he didn't say it in the streets, but he said it in a Musavad. He said he appreciated the fact, the way I understood it, is he was able to have a certain Ashbah. He gets up there, presentable looking person. It's Meishach, it draws people, very simply. That people, wow, there's a put together person. Somebody looks like a shlump, there's no shaykhus to us. A put together person who's that's why I said he was machshavit. You see, there is maybe his taikhus hand to use. On the other hand, the Gemara, there's a Gemara in the Dar which says, somebody makes fun of, who's made fun of being ugly? And he says, Fakert. He says that if he would have been good looking, he wouldn't have learned so much Torah. Yesh Ladnal said, this is a Chakir I have for years on this type of thing. Is there any Kayach that's just handed that's an Asayan? I don't think this is a Kayach. I think every Kayach can be used L'tayv. The Shaila is this called a Kayach? Good looking? It's a tool though. Every tool Hashem handed you a tool to bury it. A tool's handed to use it. Pashtus. Okay. Anyway, Yesh, that's a Shaila. Good. Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan says back to Shlokish. If you're chayzer b'tshuva, yavina l'cha achaysi, I'll give you my sister, the Shapir Minai, who's better looking than I am. If you're chayzer, if you agree to do tshuva, I'll give you my sister, who's better looking than I am. She's better looking than me. So I'll give you my sister. The Hainu, at least, he asked if beauty could be used l'tayv, according to the drush shot. He said back to him, Shuvach al-Nashi, your beauty fits ladies, like what's it worth? He said back to him, you do tshuva, I'll give you my sister who's prettier than me, and vice versa, I'm telling you, I'll give her vice versa, it will be good for you. The Gemara says that Talmud Chacham should marry somebody who's good looking. It stops the person who chet. So if I care, if you see, it could be used l'tayv. Now, according to this, he doesn't say, a man could be used l'tayv. But he says, I must look, you'll do tshuva, you'll talk understand, I'll give you such a wife. It taka has a koyach in ruchnius. He doesn't say, on the man now has a koyach in ruchnius, but he tells him, shuvra taka has a koyach in ruchnius. Yeah, I'm not, I, I'm It's not Pashup Shat. It's certainly not Pashup Shat. Kibul Alei. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shlokish accepts this. Now remember, there's not Geir. Sabdail was wondering, how could it... To get a person to be Megayer is not a good mode. It is about Tshuva. The Shlokish was a Yid. To get him to be about Tshuva, it's not Shver or Peep Shat. Our Peep Shat is Shlokish agreed to become from to get Rabbi Yochanan's sister. So you can give him any motive he wants. Get him from. Avada, once he became Erel Chayid, it was L'Shem. Avada, he did it with the highest Dargis. But Shlokish, Tamayra. But don't, like, bewildered. What, there's a Shvacha motive. Whatever the motive needed. Whatever the motive needed, you get him from. There's no Isser here. So he said, I'll give you my sister. Kabbalalai. You see also, Rabbi Saidel, the trust. If you thought before Rabbi Yochanan, you want to know, is it real? Rabbi Yochanan sees in this Yid his Kaichas. Sees him as Shlokish his Kaichas. He goes to the bum of the street and he sees him with his Alakaichas. He says, that's just a fake. It's just the way he sees him with Alakaichas. It's just the way, it's a Kirav tool, right? It's a Kirav tool. It's a way of getting people, oh, you'd be great. You see the depth of Rabbi Yochanan's conviction. I'll give you my sister right now. I'm the Kabbal to give you my sister. I'll give you my sister. I so burrow to me. It's not stam acute Kirav tool. It's so burrow to me. Your Kaichas are so nicker to me. Here, I promise my sister to you. This is Madgish, the dagger of Yochanan understood. Sees Reish Lakshis Kaichas, sees the Gan of Kaichas. He said, I'll give you my sister. It's not stam acutesy. It's so bar here. My sister's yours. It's so bar to me, your Kaichas. How great you would be learning Torah that I'll give you my sister now. It's not stam akira floy. She says to Reish Lakshis, I'll give you my sister. Kablale. Rav Shlokish is makabel himself to be about Shuva. Said on the spot, he was makabel. The way I want to uptash the story, this back to the chat. I want to tell him he was makabel, not for the sister. But if Rabbi Yochanan is so barer, you're willing to give me your sister, Hail Rabbi Yochanan. You're willing to give me your sister. Rabbi Yochanan is willing to give him his sister, the God Ladar. He's willing to give his sister. So Vaisdais, that trust alone made him accept, okay, that's how be about Shuva. You see such Kedush in me, so he Taka became about Shuva. Boy Lumahadar, he wanted to return Lasuya Mani to get his clothing. He couldn't go back. He tried his clothing on the other side of the Yardin. He tried to jump over. Rashi says he wanted to jump. Kibir Shaina. Rashi says once he was makabel the old Torah, Tashas Kaichai, his strength weakened. Rev Gusman used to say, I heard this from Hillel Ruvel. Rev Hillel Ruvel is a Talmud of Rev Gusman, who's a tremendous giver. He's in Eretz Yisrael. He's grabbed the Talmud Chacham in his own right, big Talmud Chacham. He said that Rev Gusman was a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous giver. He was very tall. He was one of the Gdali Adar. He was also an axe. He was a giver. And Rev Gusman said that in Europe, after Seder, there were a few bachim, they had a contest who can bend metal. They would take a metal bar and they would see who could bend it. And they said that even though it says here that Torah weakens the person, Torah is mateshes koichai, that's only this story. Why did Shlokish become from? Shaloi l'shma. For Rabbi Yochanan's sister. It's only mateshes koichai, shaloi l'shma. If you learn l'shma, add strength. That's what Gusman used to say. That's only in this story with Shaloi l'shma, Torah mateshes koichai, shaloi l'adam. If it's l'shma, people add strength. You talk to see those that the people in Asmad, the people get more and more courage to learn more hours. You see people build up, stamina with Torah. See, a guy starts, he can't learn that long. That's also a certain strength to sit and learn long hours. Torah gives kaiches, Torah l'shma. Shalai l'shma, it's mateshes kaiches. That's what Gusman used to say. Gusman Taka Strum, he said on himself, during the Holocaust, he was in the forest. He was a partisan. He fought the Germans. He said with his bare hands, he killed many Germans. And Gusman used to say to his tummy down himself, that with his bare hands, he killed many Germans. Shook with his hands. He killed many Germans. So he said on himself. He was a partisan during the Holocaust. He was in the forest. That's the famous Meiser. He was very close to Chaim Meiser. In the early 1900s, when he was 19 years old, he was on Chaim Meiser's Besdin in Vilna. That's the Meiser. Of course, he used to say in Shir, if the Bacham gave him covet, he used to say, you can't give me any covet. In my life, I can't get any covet, he said, because when I was 19, he was on the Besdin in Vilna, and at the first Knesset Gedoyla, when he walked in, Reb Chaim Meiser stood up for him, he was on the Besdin, and the Chavetz Chaim stood up. The everybody in the Knesset saw the Chavetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Meiser stood up, this 19-year-old, so the whole Tzibur stood up. So he said, there's no covet left he can get in life. So he said, Talmidim, lazmir up, I can't get any covet in life. So Gusman said over. But he was... in the early 1900s, he was walking with Reb Chaim Eiser, and Reb Chaim Eiser told him in the forest, they always talked and learning, and Reb Chaim Eiser was mevatel in the middle of learning, which was Reb Chaim Eiser, the God from the Gdolei Ador, to stop in the middle of learning to talk about something was very strange. And he started telling him, this berry is you can eat. This berry, if you eat, it kills you. They're walking in the forest. He said, this berry, if you eat it, it kills you. It's poisonous. Too much of it kills. This plant, he said, if you do this and this, if you rub it with your fingers, and then eat it, it has a sweet taste. This plant, and Chaim Eiser started going, why is Chaim Eiser telling him this stuff? Chaim Eiser was a Gaon Ador. He knew a tremendous amount. The Niglubinus, but why is he telling him, in the middle of learning, he's going through the forest telling Rav Gusman different odds and ends about living in the forest. The sight of the story was that it was Nevuah, because Rav Gusman survived the war eating those things that Rav Chaim Eiser told me could eat, avoiding those things he told me couldn't eat, because he survived the Holocaust. He lived from 1939 to 1940, during the whole years of the Holocaust. He was in the forest. He was a partisan. So he survived eating those things Rav Chaim Eiser told me could eat, and not eating those things Rav Chaim Eiser told me can't eat. Yeah. That's what Rav Gusman said on this Gemara, that it was Matesh's Koicha just because it was Shalai Lashma. Akraya, he learned Chumash, Vasnaya, and he learned Mishnayas. Vishavya Gavar Rabba, he became a great person. He was made into a great person. Yoy Machad, this is just an aside, it gives you like halishas how easy it sounds. He learned some Chumash, Vasnaya, he learned some Mishnayas, Vishavya Gavar, he became a great person. The Pashtas doesn't say the struggle. This people will get upset like the Gdolim books over here. Learned Mishnayos, learned Chumash, and he became a great person. Wow, those few words. You picture all the struggles. You see how much is behind the scenes in a Gemara. How Maimik had to be in a Gemara. In those few words, Akraya, Snaya, Vishabi, Gabi, Rabba. Five words in the Gemara, and there's a Gans 11 of struggles, of Messiahiness, of overcoming in them. You see the Amkus of a Gemara, you can't just read the words, there's an Aymek, you have to read the Rishayim, the Achrayim, there's an Amkus, five words in the Gemara encapsulating a whole fight and growth and struggles and falls and yeah. Yom Echad, one day, Havi Mafgi Bei Midrasha. There was a fight in the Beis Medrash. Hasayif, the knife. Hasak, and different types of knife. Hapiguin, Aroimach, the spear. Piguin is a type of... These are all sharp things. Different types of knives. Rashi is Ashpid, Belaz. Different types of knives. A Magal Yad is a sickle. Magil Kotzir. These are all cutting knives. Different forms of knives, spears. Me'emasai Makabal Tumah. When is the Makabal Tumah, the Gemara want to know? Mishas Gemar Malachtam. When is the Mekabel Tumah? From the time they're finished being made, like every kli, it's only Mekabel Tumah to the Gemara Malacha. So they asked in the Beis Medrash, when is the Gemara Malacha? When are these kelim finished? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Mashiach Tzarfim. When you mitzarif them, they used to, after they make a kli, they put it in water, it makes it stark. When they made it strong, when you mitzarif it, when you purify it. Bekivshan, the fire. They did it in the fire. So after they put in the fire, the Gemara and Shabbos, after the fire, they put in water. But the fire press alone was enough. When they put it, when they were tired for the fire, it makes it stark, when it gives it its strength. When they formed it in the fire, in the Kivshan. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, all these Kalim are considered completely on their royal Kabbal Tumah. Reish Lakish Amar, Mishay Yitzach Tzachon B'mayim. Oh, he said when you put it in the water, when you bubble it in the water, after it came out of the fire, you put it in the water. So Rabbi Yochanan said, when it came out of the fire, it's already hardened enough, it's considered a kli. Reish Lakish, that's not considered a kli till you put it in mayim. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, Listaya, a robber, Belistai Yada, knows the trade of robberies. Since you once a robber, you know the aside. You know the aside of robbery better than anybody. You know these are knives, these are weapons of robbers. So a robber knows his business. So since you were once a robber, so you know the trade. Amar Lei. So Reish Lakish says back to Rabbi Yochanan, Umaya Hanasli. So what is all the Torah you taught me? What does it help? Hasam Rebbe Karli, they used to call me the head robber. Hacha Rebbe Karli, and they still call me the head robber. What did all the Torah you taught me help me? You didn't do anything. Umaya Hanasli. What did you do for me? The Torah didn't accomplish anything. They used to call me the head robber, and you still call me the head robber. Rabban Shalistim, Roy Shlana, you see, and you're still calling it to me. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yochanan said back, Ahani Lecha, it helped you, that Kivincha Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. What did it help you? You're Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. Chalish died to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan felt badly. He had a Chalish Sadas, the Shlokish Kaseisha statement. Chalish, Rabbi Shlokish. Chalash. Rabbi Shlokish. Rabbi Shlokish got sick. Reshlokish got sick. Cholish Reshlokish. Since Rabbi Yochanan and Chalishus Hadas, Rabbi Yochanan got sick. It says Rabbi Yochanan's sister came to Rabbi Yochanan and she was crying. She said, "Save him for my kids. Save him for me." And at the end, Nachnashi the Shimon Lakish. Shimon Lakish died. He was nifter because Rabbi Yochanan felt bad. He said something to a godly, made him feel bad. So he was nifter. He was nifter. He was nifter. Rabbi Shlokish was nifter. The Gemara relates, the Gemara goes on, which is not what I mean, I want to focus on. The Gemara goes on that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan was tremendous sad that he lost his Talmud. Amar Rabbanan, Man Lezel, who's going to go and be Mesiv Das, Rabbi Yochanan? Who's going to go and learn Rabbi Yochanan and make him feel better? Rabbi Lazar Das went, who was the Mechadden Shmaitzi, he was very good at learning. Ozali went, he sat, and anything that Rabbi Yochanan would say, he would bring a riot to. So he said, Ben Lakish, when I said something, would ask 24 kashas on me. And I would give him 24 terutzim. And when Mela Rav Cheshmaitza, the sugya would get increased. V'at, you bring rayas to me. Don't I know I'm saying good? It doesn't help me at all. I was a Talmud, Rish Lakish would fight me, would argue, would say his own opinion. I would say 24 terutzim, he'd say 24 kashas, back. The shock of the tire would cause the sugya to expand. You bring rayas to me, the sugya's over. I say something right, you're a yes man, that I don't need. Rish Lakish was bigger, used to argue what I said. Vikari Mani, Rabbi Yochanan tore his clothing. Vikabachi, and he was crying. And Omar, he said, Heichat Bar Lakisho, Heichat Bar Lakisho, where are you, Rish Lakish, where are you? Vadikab Savach, he was crying out of shot tight until he went crazy. He became a shaita. Rabbi Yochanan lost his mind. Boy Rabban Rachmi Alates, Rabban Adab, Menach Nafshe, Rabbi Yochanan died. Birchon was nifter. They davened, he was crazy. He went crazy. So the Rabbanan davened, he should be nifter. He was a shaita. They davened, he should be nifter. You see this shehet, it's mutter. And the Rabbi Yochanan was talking nifter. Agav, it's all Agav. I'll get to the main point. I'll say it very quick because it's late. Agav, Rabbi Brown says over. Remember, Rabbi Brown says over. He says it with a lot of emotion. It's talk amazing. Rabbi Yochanan is the same person that in Brachas it says he lost 10 children in his life. And he used to go around to Menachem Olah people, he would say the following lashon, Dein Garmad Asiru Bir, this is the bone of my 10th son. He was a tremendously strong person. He would go around, be Menachem Olah people at Tzaras, and he would say, I'm also with you. Imay Noich Mitzar, I also have my own Tzaras, I relate to you, I understand you. And he would show them, Dein Garmad Asiru Bir, Dein this, Garm is the bone, Asiru Bir, my 10th son. He carried the bone around. Well, at least when he went to Menachem Avil. So he's a person of immense strength, Rabbi Yochanan. He lost 10 children, and it didn't deter him. He was still Rabbi Yochanan. He lost his Chavrusa, his Talmud and Chavrusa, and he went crazy. He didn't find a Talmud Vos like that, Rabbi Yochanan went crazy. It's mind-boggling. Pasha mind-boggling to comprehend. He went crazy at a davening, he was nifter. That he couldn't be soivel. That this is the kesher to a Talmud is mind-boggling. You know, Rabbi Yochanan cared about his sons. The kesher to a Talmud, the points of Torah of Rabbi Yochanan's life. He lost a Talmud who increased the sugya, who was Rav Cheshmaitza. He couldn't be say Heichat Bar Lakisha, Heichat Bar Lakisha. His 10 sons, he was soivel. Levade was tsar gadol. Rabbi says, "Louis Saroscha Shashua is a vadi bani." Rabbi says, "Without Torah, my Shashua." So Rabbi says, "Pshat in the Gemara is once he lost Reish Lakish, the other tzaras got him. The Torah wasn't as where it should be. The other tzaras got him. Can't say, but you still see, even if you're a pshat right, Rabbi, which is a nice pshat, you still see the value of Torah. That Kol's money had the Torah on that darga, he was able to be soifel. A vada, not a vada. The 10 sons was a tzar gadol in his life. Not aim l'shaya the gadol tzar." And Rafi could be right that once the Torah wasn't where it was, then Ozavadi Bani, Davra Melch says, then Taka the affliction, I'm lost in my tzar. So, yep. But anyway, you see, still see what Torah does, right? To the same shmooze with Rafi's beautiful idea to add on over here. But I wanted to bring out in the Gemara, what I wanted to be Moisif, Leifach Mivemis, it's enough to stop here, there's enough in this story, you add too much. In such a story, it's not a good idea. I'll tell you as an aside, something a fisherman told me, which I felt for years, but I can say now, till then it wasn't a name brand, I felt that way, so what? But the fisherman told me this, and I must have just derech agav. If you want to know, if you go to a speech, there's a simile, it's not 100%. But the way I feel, a fisherman's mask, if you want to know somebody to learn by and somebody not that's true in Gemara, but I say, Gemara, I've said this, I've tried this for years, as he knows, and it's true in Drash, it's true in Musar. If you want to know, a simon, a shtickle simon, you'll go there to stroll and learn, you'll go, Beis Hashem, you'll see in the world, you want to know somebody to learn by and not to learn by, you want to hear a shtickle aid to what I feel. If you want to pick a Rebbe, and the fish was masking, so I don't know. When somebody quotes a Chazal, is the Chazal said with Geshmak, they say the whole Chazal, their Ha'ara, what they want to afterwards darshan is a minor detail. I'm only mimicking, don't learn by me. I'm only mimicking this, but if you want to know big people to learn by, this is a simon, shtickle simon, it's not a foolproof. If they quote the Chazal, you hear Avigdor Miller, he quotes the Gemara, he relishes it. Omar Reb Yochanan, Omar Reb Yochanan, quotes the Gemara with Geshmak. Then he's Maisif, his little knetch. Little Avigdor Miller, the God of Avada. But in comparison to the Gemara, there's the Chazal. The Chazal's the thing. It's an English expression, those that read Hamlet. The Chazal's the thing. Chazal's the thing. The pasuk is the thing. Avada, you're Maisif, you're Hara. We have Matisyo Salman, is a guy at this. The fish was telling once to Matisyo. The beauty of Matisyo is he quotes the pasuk's the thing, the Chazal's the thing. Nachtam Zahara. Nachtam Zahara. The Chazal. What do I say in learning? I always try in learning. If your Rebbe says over Ksais quickly, in order to spend time on his Hara on the Ksais, don't learn by him. Besanish. Probably you shouldn't learn by him. Better let him say over the Ksais of Kishmak. Let him tell you the Ksais. The beautiful Ksais. The Ksais is better than him. Unless you have, he's bigger than the Ksais, not the Staber. The Ksais is bigger. Let it say over a Kivega with Kishmak. Nach them, I want to be nice. I want to have a Hara on a Kivega, but their Kivega is the thing. The Tysis is the thing. You are on Tysis, good nach them, but appreciate the Tysis. Say the Tysis Kishmak. I believe, just as all on the side, I believe Chaim Brim, when he learned with us Sunday nights. So he said a beautiful shtiklach, but every Sunday night he would do the following thing. Till today, I don't know Father Pshat, and my cousin and I have argued about this, what Pshat is. We don't know for sure. And I should argue, we like talk about what Pshat is. Reb Chaim Brim would learn with us. He did, I remember on Kedushin, this is one time he did. Ha'isha Niknish, but this is a typical type thing he would do. Ha'isha Niknish, Shloisha Drachim. Kese Shtar, this is to Yung Light. This is the Bachram, the Olam knew the Gemara. The Olam was saying, the Kese Shtar Upiya. Nachman, Nachmanush. The guy, the Olam saw the Gemara, the Mishnah, right? He said, Nachman, Nachman. Ha'isha Niknish, Kese Shtar Upiya. Nishmer, or Nishvinsiger. Not more, not less. Nishmer nishmer. Tari l'shma. No, that no more ways a lady can be kind. No way. Maybe there are more ways. Nachman. He does every time he would do this. So you light a new. I don't know till today what he was trying to do. He wasn't making like sign. He wasn't wasting our time. He had to say beautiful shtickle. Teeth clory. He said unbelievable. Says you don't shas b'yan. But for some reason he would do this. So I don't know for sure, Pshat, but my theory, my cousin and I, this is what together we were masking. That our theory is he was trying to tell us the Gemara is the thing. To appreciate the Gemara with darshaning, with the ikkas, the Gemara, get it in your brains, get it in your head, and appreciate, the chiddush said here, appreciate what the Gemara says, have a chavivus what the Torah said, have a chavivus, you don't need your shtickel Torah to listen, ha'isha nish in three ways, not more, not less, this, the Torah is saying a din here, a chiddush, but perhaps so you're trying to tell us. Kitzvah Advarim says, avadin bemis, you could stop here, just reading the Gemara story, you could stop here. Don't learn by me, I'm only mimicking that one that you should learn by. Tom, you pick me, Rebbe, it's a good etza. I think it's a valuable tool. It's not a riot, it's not, nobody's mufrach, they don't have this. But it's a shtickle tool. Yeah. I have a shtickle smach to this, if you think it's too extreme. Okay, I quote a fish, it's a good name brand. But he didn't say, don't. He just said that's the mile of Rav Matisyo. So I'll tell you, Rav Gifter, there's a Yid who's a Rebbe in TJ. Who is from TJ? Nobody. There's a Yid who's a Rebbe in Feres Yerushalayim. His granddad, an uncle of Yisrael Ross in Yeshiva here. And he told me that when he left, he was a big Talmud Rav Gifter, very, very, very non to Talmud Rav Gifter. When he left Tel's Feres Yisrael, Rav Gifter said, I'm leaving you to go to learn, I'm worried who your Rebbe is going to be. He was a Talmud Rav Gifter, till today he feels a tremendous feeling of Rav Gifter. He said, I'm worried who your Talmud is going to be. So he said, I want to tell you how to choose a Rebbe. He said to him how to choose a Rebbe. This I never told you. And he said to him that what you should do is, if somebody tells you, says a shir, and says, chazam my shir, spend a lot of time at night, chazam my shir, run away from the guy and don't stop running. He said, don't look back, he may catch you. Just run. Just run. Run away from the guy. He didn't say, don't look back. Just run away from the guy, run. He said, if the yid tells you, chazam the Gemara, my shir said, chazam the Gemara, learn by him. So the Gifter told this yid. But he says Chaz, he told me this might, that's what this Yid said over there, Gifter told him. Chaz is the same right, the Gemara is the thing. Your Ar is Geshmak, the Gemara is the thing. He said together, we're going to learn by. Very fascinating thing. That's what he said together. Kitzvat varim sabemis, I should close the Gemara. But just quick, small Ha'ara, is that what was Reish Lakish's taina? What was Reish Lakish saying? What was Reish Lakish saying? Why did Reish Lakish say, what did you help me? The Torah, what did help me? What's going on? You're Reish Lakish. You're the Heilig Reish Lakish. What would help you? Because he called you that robber. Perhaps Reish Lakish was saying is, if the Torah doesn't make me an Ish Acher, the Nekud of Torah, we've been on this topic a lot the last couple of months, the Nekud of Torah and Mitzvah is to change your essence. Avada, the Iker stress is on action and learning, but the Avada is to change your essence. Reish Lakish said, if you can look at me and say, I better know that you, the head robber, should know better about the tools of robbery, so you still identify me as that same person who was the head robber, then Torah my honestly, then all the Torah didn't help me. I'm learning Torah to affect my Mahus, to change my Mahus. If you could still look at me and say, the head robber should know better, then my honestly, all the Torah didn't help me. The goal of the Torah to change the Mahus to the person. That's the goal of the Torah. If you look at me and I'm the same person, Torah my honestly, that didn't help. That's what Shlokh was saying. Then all the Torah didn't help me. That's what Shlokh was saying. The avoid of the Torah is to change the Mahus. Now, the last place a person changes, and I've seen this many, many times, the last place is the home. That's the last place. A person becomes a tremendous person of Aliyah. He's growing, he's learning Torah, he's doing mitzvahs and yeshiva, he's erlich. The hardest and last place to change is at home. At home is all the superficial things are stripped away. When you're in the public, so you're worried about what other people are going to say, it's easier to be on guard. When the person's at home, he's back to his relaxed state, he's taking it real easy, he's off guard, it's more his essence is exposed. A bacher, you could tell how much his essence was changed many, many times, how strong it is. Now, a person should have chalishas, it wasn't changed fully, it takes time. It zikr takes time. But it's a strong idea, it's a very strong idea. A bacher goes home, that every bacher here, a guy sitting on a Thursday after a Shchaydish Ready, Baruch Hashem, we're going to learn till they'll be shir Monday, it's Tuesday yeshiva, Tuesday, if there's yeshiva Tuesday, it'll be shir Tuesday. But Be'ez Hashem, we'll learn weiter, weiter. But the Baruch Hu, all the good man, it's Kedah, your essence was affected. Your essence, Zikr, was affected. No question, the essence was affected with Toiv. It's impossible not that way. It's very, very kedai to make sure to let it come out in the proper way. Now you go home, plush it to be on guard, to let that essence, there's still, to say it was perfected, it takes yarn. So of course there's the possibility of also there's a bechira. That's pasha. But let the essence be changed. Let the person at home be a different person. If he asks Shem a time, he'll ask me a kasha, and I want them to hear this well. He'll ask me a kasha. If the essence was changed, what do you need to say to Shmuz? Listen well. If the essence was changed, what do you need to say to Shmuz? The essence was changed at home. The name will be different. If I see at home I'm the same, so my essence wasn't changed. So this is what I want you to hear, and hear this well. This is the point why I'm making them crazy for the last 35 minutes. Listen well. You hear the kasha you can ask? You can ask a kasha. I've seen this. I want to once and for all answer this kasha. I've heard this kasha asked in different ways from Bachram, if the Ebi Ben Azmanim. So I see, I'm not what I was during Azman. I'm August Rekt. I want you to hear as well, Shlomo. So I say, it didn't affect my essence. So I want you to hear as well. Avad affects your essence. It's affecting your essence. Is our essence perfected? Not yet. But it's on the way. It's been changed. No question. Person who sat and learned Hashem's Torah and dedicated Torah, Tefillah, Musar, there's no question his essence was changed. So Hashem HaTomer, what do I need a chizuk ben azmanim? You're telling me that my essence will come out. And if a Torah comes out, around, so I want you to hear this. The Gemara at the end of Sukkah says that lost in love, Hashem is going to shech the Yetzirah. It's going to be a Suda to shech the Yetzirah. At that Suda, it says the men and ladies are going to be separate. If the Yetzirah is being shechted at that Suda, so why do we have the men and ladies be separate? The whole reason to separate that Mechitza is Yetzirah is Taivus. If there's if the Yetzirah is being shechted at that Suda, so there's no more Taivus. Why do we have to be separated? I don't remember the Nusra's answer. I haven't seen it in a long time. But the basic answer is Megillus. Even without Yetzari, even when the person's etzem is good, is strong, there's habits. It's amazing. Habits is could beat out your essence is good, but there's habits. Before the person was a Ventura, he had habits at home to be a certain way. It's very hard to break a habit. He came to New Yeshiva, he's sitting and plugging, and his whole, that many guys got Eretz Yisrael, they shtayt tremendously. The day they get off the plane to America, they're a different person. Because they, a smoker told me, whatever is true in the world is a mashal. I wanted to hear his mashal, it's so amazing. A friend of mine was a smoker. He quit whenever he's in Eretz Yisrael. He lives in Eretz Yisrael. And he only allows himself to smoke in America. And his mind can mentally adjust to that. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't smoke. When he goes back to America, I go back to what I'm used to. I'm a smoker. It's amazing a person loses your thing. In Torah, a person does the same thing. Eretz Yisrael is a learning place. The guy identifies that people have that. Baruch Hashem, Noilim here, learned in America. You'll never have that. It's a terrible thing to have because most people will live in America. Not that they should or shouldn't. Most people, Parnassa-wise, that seems to be happening. It seems to be such a rave. Look around. Most welcome, come back. It's a terrible thing to have. The guy thinks only Eretz Yisrael can learn. It's a very poor thing to have in your mind. A person could learn in America. A Moshe did well. However, the point is that a person has habits. He has habits that he can revert to. And when he comes, there's a habit he has when he goes back home. It's habits. Pashut habits. Hagam, that his essence was perfected. His essence was made good. He has habits. To break these habits, not easy. As the Asima slave, your essence is affected. Now just concentrate not to go back to habits. With your new essence, not to go back to habits. Make sure it's a little easier now. It's a little bit easier when you're away for a while and you come back. It can be maschil new habits. A little easier. You went back a Shabbos here, a Shabbos there. It's a little easier to start a new habit. What I'd like to advise, like the strong suggest, is da'ilum davens and a minyan kavua, not minyan factories. I could say one of the biggest blessings when I was a bach ben azmanim, I did daven a minyan factory. I'll be totally honest, and it was wrong. So you could say I'm being honest. It was wrong. One of the biggest milas. Of living here. One of the biggest mas in Waterbury is Bein Azman, and there's only one minyan. It's usually 6:45. Bad advertising. By the time them moves it, there's a show. Now, anyway, it's just last Bein Azman, and already there were two minyanim. There was a 7:45, 8 o'clock, either 8 o'clock, maybe 7:45. But one of the biggest mas, no minyan factory. Shemaila, I hope that as big as this town comes, it's not a kfiastic minyan, it's fast, that you can't concentrate, it's not a diet, it's a shvacha davening. You need tefillah to have siyat nishmaya, not to go back to your habits, you need tefillah. So it's just davening a normal minyan, not just any, to pick a normal minyan, you daven that daily, it's a kedai thing, one thing. And the second is, many of the guys said they're going to do it, but I would like to arrange, it should be officially arranged. Maybe Chaim will arrange it, Shlomo will arrange it, somebody should arrange a set-based medrash, Tayyum learns Marcha. If someone can find a set-based medrash for 1 hour, don't push. If anybody does more, call it for 1 hour. Don't try to push more. Ice feel for 1 hour. For 1 hour, 10:30 to 11:30. 1 hour, 10:30 to 11:30. Let it be. So somebody eats a long breakfast, be covered. 10:30 to 11:30. A strong. And somebody could do it. The other one is free to do what they want. It's thought out. When I said an hour, not more. I mean, Badafka, not that you shouldn't learn more. The kriyas is for an hour. And it's thought out also 10:30, not earlier. 10:30 to 11:30. At a certain base medrash, the Olam meets should come in numbers. Everybody comes, you don't miss. Somebody misses, that's where he was, to get chavrusas. 10:30, they could either have the same leave, but it's not so bad if everybody learns their own things, the chavrusas. Point, but everybody's there, 10:30 to 11:30. Belineda, I would like also, I will join in at least 1 or 2 days. As you know, I learned to, maybe we'll come together to learn 1 or 2 days with Ilum. But 10:30 to 11:30 should go Cholamayit, it should go, nobody does anything until the afternoons. People don't go places, they tumble all morning, tumble all for hours, let your friends tumble, your family tumble, and 11:30 you'll come home, they'll have the plans laid out. You'll have planned out, your friends will tell you what you're doing. The guys tumble all morning, or sleep all morning. 10:30 to 11:30 should be a kfis to every guy comes. Every guy's a big island from Flatbush, should be a kfis. Yeah, crazy to travel to Flatbush, that's a far trip. Yeah. Best is together in the same base measure. No, Martha, Dayan's arranging that. But if the guys can arrange it some... Maybe someone could, people could find out, it would be a chizik. If anybody could be mishtadl to learn there, where it is, somebody should arrange it. I'd rather, it could be done in Chaim Berlin. There's a certain, a guy doesn't feel as chayv, especially he's not from there. So 2 days in, he doesn't feel as chayvus anymore. If it's the Olam themselves, the people feel as chayvus. There is a geshmak on a full base mesh. I do agree for some. But for some who need more of a chayvus, it's very limited to chayvus. So there's a mile if somebody can to arrange in a base mesh. We also geshmak, there's 30 people to arrange in a base mesh. Yes, it's possible, such a thing? Yeah, such a thing's possible, somebody to arrange it. I'll say a specific person, but God can.